Well, the final, as you know, is 65-27. Stats did not favor the Baker Wildcats. Baker had 3 turnovers in the first half. Morningside only had 1 in this football game. The Baker Wildcats came up short. We're going to chat now with head football coach Mike Rosner because he's had a great year for this team. They wind up doing a great job in the conference. They only lost 2 games, could have won both those games. Every year, the football program's gotten better at Baker. The main reason for it is that offensive line. Coach Rigolano's done a tremendous job rebuilding the O-line for Baker, led by Andy Bibb and Clint Bench and Matt Kinsman, Eric Munoz, and Philip Collins. All those guys did a tremendous job. The offensive line got much better. I thought Mac Brown had a big year for the Baker Wildcats. Passed well today. He was 33-49. 1 pick of the game, 274 yards, and a touchdown. Brad Fawcett had 9 catches. Richie Bryant had 8. Coach, it was a tough day from a Wildcat standpoint, and I thought early when you had that great-looking first drive going downfield, I really felt good, but then they blocked the point after and went for 2 the length of the field. That didn't help, did it?
Yeah, that hurt the momentum. You know, we moved the ball all day. Punted twice.
Right.
We missed 2 fourth down conversions there, trying to score 7 instead of kicking. You know, it is frustrating, Tom, that we came out and played terrible on defense.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And they're good on offense. I mean, there's a reason that they're number one in the country, but I don't think we gave our best effort as a team. But, you know, we got to learn to win on the road in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's our first shot in 15 years. You know, we'll get there. We got a lot of young kids. You know, proud of our team. You know, somebody, there's only one winner at the end of the year. Everybody else loses their last game. So I wish we could have played a couple more, but they're well-deserving. They came out and took the ball game, won it.
You're right. It didn't help you, the fact you lost 2 tackles in 2 weeks. That really hurt you.
Yeah, we don't make excuses.
I know.
We're not going to make excuses. Their guys were better than our guys. You know, it's very evident, running and throwing. I haven't seen any stats, but, you know, you get behind that far, 3 scores.
Right.
All of a sudden, you're trying to get 2 in 1 play. With young guys, you know, they don't understand sometimes, just get 1 at a time. And our playmakers, though, big time didn't show up today. For some reason or not, we didn't have the big plays offensively that we normally do. I thought Richie ran well, you know, and caught the ball well and did his thing. But as the receiving core, you know, Brad Fawcett always gives you that
right.
Short ball, you know, catch, run after the catch. He did a great job. But overall, you know, I don't know how many times we threw it. It was too many and not enough scores.
Yeah, you were 33-49
yeah.
Passing, 274 yards.
Yeah, you're throwing the ball 49 times. That's, you're not winning.
Right.
There's a reason. So, you know, gosh darn, you got to go down swinging. And I've always been taught that, you know, we're not going to leave it and run the football when we're 3 scores down. We're going to try to score quickly. Make it a ball game. I felt, you know, the key to the game, believe it or not, even though, yeah, that blocked extra point was awful. They rushed 4 on a punt. We get it blocked.
Right.
You
that
know,
was there.
That was a man-to-man.
Right.
You know, and then they get it on the 1 and punch it in. That's horrible. You know, you can't let that happen. I know the kid that it went against. He'll never let it happen again, but it happened today. And that's what I tried to stress last night. Every play is magnified. You never know when your play is going to make a difference in the game. Everything's magnified in the playoffs. And then, you know, we got back in the game before the half.
Yes.
We're 2 scores down, and we're moving the ball and doing what we want, and then we give up a touchdown with 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
That just deflated us, you know. We're young, I say that, young, inexperienced playoff team. And this is a good setting. You know, they've been there 6 years in a row or 5 in a row. We could sit here and talk for hours and cry over spilled milk, but we're not going to. We're going to enjoy our season. And, you know, I'll meet with the kids on Monday and tell them how good they are, and we'll bring them back after Thanksgiving and set a plan for the future.
Well, the nice part is you get Richie Bryant back, and Derek Dorper had 2 field goals
today.
Yeah,
Derek kicked well. Derek's going to have a great off season, and he'll be an unbelievable weapon. He still is. I mean, the last few weeks, he's really been hit some good field goals. No, we feel good about the future. Mac Brown, a heck of a player. Brad Fawcett, Cody Conover, you name it. Austin DeGrave, Alex Baron, Bradley Walker. We're down the list. We're going to have to bring in a couple linemen probably, recruiting-wise. And then on defense, we've got to replace about half our secondary. And you know, up front, we're still pretty good. And then linebacker, we're going to have to get depth there. And speed. I think it was evident today. Like, we either need to improve the speed in our guys around the corner. When they got the corner, it was gone.
Yeah, they were.
And we need to improve that on our defense. And we'll be all right. We're still an upper echelon team. But to get over the hump, we're going to need to have a great offseason and a great recruiting season.